Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
3 o'clock hour, Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in for Hawk and Solana. Crowder here, Jimmy here. Thanks to Mike Cugno for joining us in the last segment. We'll have Brandon Noble from Sports USA, one of the analysts that I do NFL games with, talk some ball with him. And then we'll talk some Panthers hockey with George Richards in the 4 o'clock hour. The Panthers have started their preseason. They've started their training camp, and they open up their season in like 15, 14 days. It is somehow already time to defend the crown again.
I need it in my life, Josh. I need it.
I mean, at least I know it's not for you personally. I mean, between the Gators and the Dolphins, I mean, the Panthers are going to be such a welcome addition back into your life here in a couple weeks.
And my house is 13 minutes away from the arena. I need the Panthers to get rolling.
Well, let's go to opening night together.
We got action, baby.
We got action.
Bro, I love Panthers games. Fun, efficient, good food. You know, the bars are amazing.
I mean, the turkey sandwich.
Oh, my goodness. And the turkey sandwich man is my friend.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, famously.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
Crowder, I wanted to talk about the Monday night game last night because I think maybe we as football fans and those of us in the media were a little bit quick to write off the Detroit Lions offense after one game against that Packers defense at Lambeau Field in week one, because all they've done since is drop a 50 burger in week two against Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night they go on the road to Baltimore and they drop 38 points and run all over that Baltimore defense.
Yeah. It's the Jared Goff thing is weird because we don't have to get into the Tua stuff of the change of scenery, but Jared Goff wasn't looked at like he's looked at now with Detroit, where it was Ben Johnson, and now it's, what's his name, John Morton.
John Morton, yep.
Running the team. And you have that system, man, that 12 personnel stuff. I saw Swagoo breaking it down pregame. I saw ESPN this morning. I was on a plane. I had a 5.5-hour flight, which is I didn't know I'm claustrophobic, but now I know I'm claustrophobic because 5.5 hours is too long to be anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere for 5.5 hours, but I was watching on the plane. They were breaking it down what they're doing and how it messes those guys up. David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs and those weapons they have, Amon-Ra St. Brown is Hall of Fame talent, and I don't throw that out there too much. He is an amazing receiver, and Jared Goff manages it perfectly. So that's what it is. If you go 0-3, you're not a very good team. But struggling early with how they do, to answer your question, how people do in their second game of the season when you're not hitting anybody anymore, you're not tackling in the preseason, you're going to see a lot of teams start rolling as they start playing real football.
And last night feels like a game that you get out of there forcing a yet another Derrick Henry late fourth quarter fumble. Like, this is becoming an issue for Baltimore. Their defense can't stop anybody. Derrick Henry can't throw onto the hang onto the football. And Lamar Jackson, I get that, like, his biggest threat is that he can run the ball better than any quarterback in the league. Mm-hmm. But last night, watching him hang back there, almost seemed a bit indecisive on whether or not he wanted to take off. He took 7 sacks last night. Not all of them are his fault, but I mean, he was. I don't think Lamar played very well last night, and they've got the Chiefs coming up on the road. 1-3 after 4 games with the 2 heartbreaking losses they've had already. I mean, I'm not saying it's panic time yet for Baltimore. I love doing panic or no panic after 3 games, but I mean, this is not how they drew it up. 1-3 no. Potentially after 4 games.
Yeah, no. Oh, and their secondary is Humphrey can play, and what's that big, that big ass 6'3" safety, Hamilton.
Yeah,
but they have deficiencies in the secondary, and it's being shown. Like, you're seeing that they have to, you know, question mark. And no, 3 fumbles in 3 weeks out of Derrick Henry, Josh. That's not. I'm friends. That's my friend. Like, I can call King, and that's what his nickname.
Get him on the phone.
You know why? You say you named him. I like the name drop. King is my buddy. You can't fumble that many times in 3 weeks. That's ridiculous. That's not Hall of Fame. That's not Pro Bowl type things when you're just giving the ball up. Shout out to Detroit for you know, for what was that? Aiden.
Aiden
Hutchinson came back and enforced it. They have deficiencies that I think they can overcome. And I got a lot of pushback when I said Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the world right now. Because everybody kept telling me Lamar Jackson. I was on Pivot and I was like, bro, Josh Allen's the best quarterback right now. No, Lamar this, Lamar that. Josh Allen puts the dual quarterback together better than Lamar up to this point. Now, in 5 weeks, Lamar has 400 yards rushing in the next 5 weeks and throws for, you know, 1,000 yards. I have to pull it back. But that's what I said. I said, at this moment, Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the world, and they gave me a hard time about it. But, yeah, Lamar's struggling. Lamar, that wasn't impressive. He wasn't reading the pocket. He wasn't moving well. He wasn't – the pocket presence wasn't there. And I just watch football to watch football. I don't watch football with any bias.
It was one of those games for me. I know nobody cares about anybody else's fantasy team, but I needed a good game from Zay Flowers last night. It seemed like Lamar was not looking in any direction near Zay Flowers, which made the game an even more infuriating watch. I had the over. The over flew over. And I was still upset because Zay Flowers got 3 targets.
And they tried to get Zay involved early. Remember they threw him that screen early in the second half?
The two point try late. They had Zay. Lamar had Zay Flowers in the corner of the end zone, wide open. He threw it. It looked like one of those Russell Wilson throws from their goal line situation at the end of their game against the Chiefs. It was that bad of a miss. And the Ravens over the last few years have had some of these games where they fall apart late in the fourth quarter. Tua's maybe the most memorable.
The Buffalo game.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
You could even look at the playoff game against Buffalo last year, too. I don't think Harbaugh is like in any danger or anywhere close to being let go there. But like, that noise will pick up if this slow start continues and they are 1-3 going into that Houston game. Houston's going to be desperate. Who knows if they'll be 1-3 heading into that. You're looking at the schedule before the season. And you look week 5. CJ Stroud and the Texans, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Oh.
That has potential to be a 1-3 matchup between those two teams. That is insane to me.
No.
Insane.
It shouldn't be that way. And as I was saying, the slow starts, both teams I think are very talented. I don't know what the hell D'Amico Ryans is doing in Houston. They
just released CJ Gardner-Johnson like a couple of minutes ago. Apparently, there was some locker room stuff going on with him. He was a malcontent there. But like CJ Stroud, okay, sophomore slump last year. They get rid of Bobby Slowick, who's now on the Dolphins staff. But he looks like a shell of himself. That offense is putrid. It's terrible.
With all the weapons.
Yeah.
There were people hurt. Terrible. Nico was out and the boy, what's the Tank boy had? Yeah, Tank and all the guys. The boy had cancer. Mechie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like now they have their dogs back. That's surprising to me that the Houston offense isn't going. The defense, and again, I'll drop a name. I'm friends. Me and D'Amico are buddies.
I mean,
but he,
couple of linebackers.
It's not, it's almost like when you have an old car and you hit the gas and try to crank the, you know, turn the key and hit the gas. It doesn't seem like they're hitting that car is turning over like it used to, like it did the last 2 years, because Houston was supposed to be on top of the AFC. They have a chance of being 1-3, bro.
I saw the clip of CJ Stroud doing a podcast where he ranked himself in the top five quarterbacks in the league. He left Josh Allen out of his top five. And let me tell you, that wasn't a great look then, and it's even worse of a look now. Whoo! That is bad.
Appeal. Like I said earlier, I got hell for saying Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the world. If you give me a chance to get a quarterback for, it's funny, I want to say the Dolphins. I'm a Buccaneers fan. If I have a redraft as we sit here today, I am picking Josh Allen as my first pick.
I think that you would probably get near consensus on that at this point.
That man can play football. And I don't even – and I think he – the first couple years when he underthrew – what was it called? Clay – what was the tight end that left the Dolphins and went to Buffalo?
Charles Clay.
Charles Clay, he underthrew him and he could have won the game. That's not the same Josh Allen that we're looking at now. He's a monster. And so, CJ, I can call CJ too. Yeah, name drop Tuesday. CJ, don't leave Josh Allen out of the top five.
Did you see Derrick Henry nearly take out the bench on the sideline last night after the fumble?
Yeah,
he slammed his helmet down so hard, and he's such a big man that like the amount of force and energy that he exerted slamming his helmet down, he ended up doing what almost looked like a backflip onto the bench just because he lost his balance with how angry he was. That is, I mean, you talk about like Keith Traylor and those guys who are just like really scary, angry people. I do not want to be in the same zip code as Derrick Henry when he is as angry as he looked last night.
Did you see Monday Night Football? The breakdown, he's 6'3", 252. There's no linebacker or secondary player on the entire Detroit Lions that is over 244. They were like, he's bigger than everybody on their second level. At 6'3", 252, running 22 miles per hour. He's a gigantic human.
And I wonder how much longer that body's going to hold up. I'm surprised it's held up for this long, but I mean...
You know what surprised me? That he's fumbling.
Yeah, it's something that he does.
It's never been a thing for him, Josh. That's what is weird to me, that he's fumbling, and he's that big and strong. And like, if you probably stood next to him, you covered the game. He is a gigantic human. Like, I don't know if it's something with how he's carrying it or tucking it or something like that, but for him to fumble this much, it's never been a problem for him in a decade of football, and now he's fumbling a lot. But I'm with you. There's certain humans. It's funny. When I walk in a room, you're a big guy too. I don't know. People don't know that.
Derrick Henry's only like 10 pounds heavier than I am.
Yeah. People don't know how big you are, Josh. Like I try to explain it, but I'm like, Josh Appel is huge. When I walk in a room, I don't look for the exit. I don't look for the bathroom. I look for if a riot breaks out, who could beat me up? Like who is the 1, 2, 3 of concern physically? And he's going to be number one in any room he's in. So like it's puzzling to me that he's fumbling and he's had, last week he had 60 yards. This week he had 48 yards or something. Like, I don't want to say it's falling off, but between week one, week two, week three, I'm starting to look at King and like, hey, King, man, you got to start. You got to put that thing in the end zone. He had three runs inside the five and didn't score.
When does he ever get stopped in those spots?
That's what I'm like, come on, man. I don't want to call him Smith Emmett in Arizona, like Emmett Smith from Dallas. That was my, you know, why I wore number 22 in middle school. But it's puzzling to see that he's struggling running the ball and he's fumbling. You can't do that.
Well, unfortunately for him and the Ravens, he is doing that. And they
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They are in very, very much in danger of going to 1-3 after this game against Kansas City. Let's get to our headlines here in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by Brandon Noble, former NFL player, played at Penn State. Two games with him on Sports USA. We're calling that Texans Ravens game in a couple of weeks. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling fast. We're checking for a crater.
What?
Well, excuse me?
Oh, no. I just yell what whenever Hawk says crater.
Oh, okay. You want to try that again? Let's try it again. All right. Here we go. I'm going to start over. We're going to try it again.
Okay.
Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater.
What?
I know. Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. The Ralph VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins continue their push for the playoffs tonight. 6:45 first pitch against the Phillies up in Philadelphia. Marlins got to win all six and then hope they get a lot of help. But great for them that they're even mathematically alive with six games to go in the season.
So they have to go 6-0. The Mets and the Reds have to go 1-5. The Giants have to go 4-2 and less. And the Cardinals have to go 5-1 or less.
Yeah, and the Diamondbacks, I think, 4-2 as well. So they need a lot of help here. Mm. It'll happen. Dolphins notes. Monday Night Football, they take on the Jets in their the rivalry uniforms. I think they're breaking them out because they were practicing in those helmets today in the rain. They look kind of sharp. I kind of like them.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Those rivalry, the black ones or dark blue, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
I want to get one, but we've talked about this. I'll ask your opinion. Whose jersey should I get if I buy a new Dolphin jersey?
I mean, are you going to get the rivalry one? I would say just put your name on the back. Get a 52 Crowder.
Get a custom?
Yeah, why not?
I like your answer.
That's never you're never going to have that go out of stock. Crowder 52 is never going to leave the Dolphins.
But what player currently on the roster would you get a jersey for?
Wow. Took my glasses off because I got to think about this.
Think about it, because Tyreek is in trade talks.
It's Julian Hill.
If you get a Julian Hill jersey, Josh, me and you are fighting, and you're a big dude. I'm gonna wear my Nike Vomeros, and we're gonna have to lock up.
I mean, I guess like Achan is probably your best bet at this point.
Yeah,
Sealer maybe, but like, look, I was the guy who grew up going to Dolphins. Here were my jerseys growing up going to Dolphins games. I used to wear your jersey to games because I was a Gator fan growing up and you played for the Gators.
Oh, man.
I wore a Jake Long jersey and a Chad Henne jersey. Those were the three jerseys I wore growing up going to games. No offense, it doesn't seem like I really had the best pick of what the what the options were there.
We talked about it. I said if I want to get one, I'd get a Zach Thomas. Like, I love Zach. And Hall so you can't go wrong with a 5'4". Like, so I was going to get a ZT jersey, but the jerseys they're wearing on Monday are amazing. I love the look, but I just didn't know if I can get a current player because I really think Tyreek's gone. I don't know if Tua makes it another 3 years.
I think Tua's probably gone. If not this season, he's gone next offseason.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they gave Zach. If you look at the guys they've paid, who's here for the next 8 years?
Get an Ollie Gordon jersey.
I like Ollie Gordon.
Me too.
I like Zach Thomas more. I'm gonna get a 54. I'm gonna order a 54.
I love that. Good for you. Good choice.
I texted with him the other day. We FaceTimed.
You are, I mean, picking up these names all over the place today. What did you guys FaceTime about?
He allegedly could have been drunk, and he called me from a restaurant with our old linebacker coach George Edwards.
Was he on Dom Capers' staff?
Yes. George was there a long time.
Crowder, I name drop you to Marvin. I name drop you to Dom Capers. And Dom Capers says, "Oh, Channing Crowder, he's a character." And Marvin jumps in with, no. Channing is the character.
Think about Dom Capers and me speaking. And this is 23-year-old me. This is 17 years ago. Just a crazy, you know, getting arrested young fella from Atlanta talking to Dom Capers. Our conversations were amazing because I just cussed and like I didn't care. And he was like, you know, he was an ex-head coach.
Yeah.
So how do you like, you know, this cover four scheme where you push the tight end? Man, I bleep, 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 bleep. Okay, so you enjoy it or you don't enjoy this defense? I got you, Dom. Whatever you need me to do, bro.
How was the hairpiece back then?
I tell the story. He when he got to South Florida, it was so hot that the toupee glue used to run. And Keith Traylor was an older dude, and he knew toupee. Like, he knew about – I didn't know about guys with toupee. I'm 22. I'm like, what's a toupee? I thought Dom Capers' hair was real. I had no idea. I'm a puppy.
Looked great, by the way, in Arizona.
Yes. So he's in Arizona, but he comes to South Florida with the humidity, and he puts on the first day of camp, the first day of OTAs, he puts on a white hat, brand new Dolphin white hat, and there's all this green stuff around the hat. And me and Truck, that's my homeboy, Keith Traylor. So I hit Truck. I'm like, Truck, what's that on Dom's hat? He said, oh, that's toupee glue. And Truck, as an older man, went up to Dom and said, "Dom, your glue's running."
That's so bad.
And he never wore a white hat again the rest of the season because it's so hot that the toupee glue would run.
Oh, God. I don't know how to segue out of that. Amazing story.
Yeah, it was fun.
More baseball news real quick. Major League Baseball is adopting the automated ball strike system starting next season in the regular season. Teams will get two challenges a game. If they win their challenge, they'll be able to hang on to it for the rest of it. And another innovation coming to Major League Baseball.
Kajana Carter hit me and said, "Ted, tell Brandon Noble." I said, "What's up?" They played together
at Penn State, right?
Yeah.
Well, I love that. All right, I will. Brandon will join us in the next segment. Just to finish out the headlines real quick, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, both out 3 to 4 weeks of their injuries. Jackson Dart will start for Russell Wilson. That was announced today. He'll take on the Chargers this Sunday in his first career start. Oklahoma State, they fired Mike Gundy. 1-2 start for them. Tulsa, loss at home. Bad ball for Mullet Man there in Oklahoma State. Your weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com for more info. Scattered showers, sun peeking out a bit. It's hot as always. By the way, Solana chimed in that he would get himself a Riley Patterson jersey if he were to make that decision.
Come on, Solana.
Kicker controversy. Brandon Noble, Sports USA analyst, former NFL player, Kajana Carter's teammate at Penn State. He'll join us next on Hawkman Crowder and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
3 o'clock hour on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana on FM 104.3 WQAM. Appel in for Hawk and Solana. Of course, Crowder and Jimmy are here. Joined now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline by Brandon Noble, one of my colleagues at Sports USA, played for Penn State, I believe was the Fiesta Bowl MVP, defensive MVP in 97, right? Is that right?
Yeah, it was a slow game, so they had to give it to somebody, but yeah.
you deserve it. He's joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. He also played, Brandon did, in the NFL for the Cowboys, played for Washington from 99 to 05. Brandon and I are calling Texans Ravens in week 5. We're also on the call for Niners and Bucks in week 6.
Josh, I don't know. I got to tell Brandon, my dad was a 3-time All-American at Penn State. He was the first black captain at Penn State, Randy. And they messed up because I visited in January. It was 4 feet of snow on the ground. I was going to Penn State, B. And damn. I went up there and it was 4 feet of snow. And I was like, I'm not coming to live in this crap.
What year would that have been that you were up there?
That was 01. Probably.
Yeah, we had some heavy winters, man. You know, that's a funny story because I'm from Virginia Beach originally. And so when I went up on my visit, we just had like a couple inches of snow. And I remember Paterno telling me it never snows there, right? It never snows there. And for the next 4 years, we had over 100 inches of snow every winter, man. I was like, what am I? And now I've been to Pennsylvania now for like 20 years. I married a girl from outside of Philly. So here I am. But yeah, hey, look, man, that snow will get you up there. It'll definitely get you.
Yeah, Brent, I'm sitting in a dorm room with Courtney Brown.
Oh, right on.
And yeah, Courtney's my host, and I'm like, bro, are we gonna do something? He's like, bro, it's 4 feet of snow outside.
We're gonna sit right here. Maybe we'll go to McDonald's later, but we're gonna sit right here. That's exactly right. That's exactly right, man. That sounds like a Penn State visit, 100%. That's awesome.
Brandon, I want to start here because you are a cookie connoisseur. And I need people to understand, Brandon and I have been calling games together since, what, 2017, 2018. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think there's anybody that I've ever seen take down a plate of cookies like Brandon Noble. And the reason I bring this up is, during the course of the last couple of weeks, Crowder has made it a habit of having interesting midday afternoon snacks. Okay. And not just like a cookie here or a bag of chips or what was the candy again? The Spree?
Sprees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old school.
That's real old school. You have gray hairs like this to know what Sprees are.
Yeah, I have no clue.
My beard, but yeah, I got a couple, Brandon.
How do you feel about Crowder midday snacking on pizza and then tacos as a snack, not a meal, as a snack?
Well, look, man, I used to be a nose guard, right? I will eat anything at any time, no matter what, right? So you put some pizza in front of me in the middle of the day for a snack, 100%. I just had a piece of a breakfast pizza that I made this morning.
Wow.
At 2:30, because it was sitting there. I walked by the kitchen and picked it up and ate it, man. On top of the 3 chocolate chip cookies that I banged back because my wife made some fresh ones. So look, man, whatever it takes to get the calories in the body, I'm on board for it.
You guys are like kindred spirits. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh no. This is my buddy now. I was in Pennsylvania absolutely a couple weeks ago. We got to go fishing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Brandon, we're obviously down here in a bit of a bubble when it comes to the Dolphins. You're up in the Philly area, but like I am, you're all around the country doing different games. You were just in Foxborough for Pat Steelers, and I want to get to that in a second. But I'm curious, just from an outside perspective, what are you seeing with the Dolphins so far to start this season? And there was a lot of noise, of course, in the offseason, but what have you noticed with them from an outside perspective out of the South Florida bubble?
Well, so I think that the first thing is, and to keep it glass half full at the moment, they're getting better, right? The last game that they played, you go, they got a chance, right? It's not dead, because the first game that they played, I go, oh man, like this could be dead right now. You know, did McDaniels lose the locker room week one, week two? And I think that what you've seen is they've gotten a little bit better each week. I'm old school, man. I think a football team kind of takes its personality from who the leaders are, right? And whether it's the coaches, the head coach, the coordinators, You know, sometimes guys in the locker room, they're a part of it, but like they look week one, they looked soft. Like that was the number one. That is a soft football team, right? Like they're not physical at the line of scrimmage. They're finesse, you know, all those things. They progressively got better. That effort against the Bills, I thought was solid, right? It was solid. It wasn't great, but it was better.
And how do you bring up, is that culture, whatever, there's a bunch of words with that, Brandon, what they're talking about, like the culture side of it. But just coming in and having that aggression, and I bring up like the teams that are dominant now, the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Eagles, you're up in Philly. Like, is football swinging back to that where was this graceful crap for a while and now people are starting to whoop ass again?
Absolutely. Let's put as many big people on the field and see who's ready to play ball, like real football, right? Let's fill an A-gap. Let's fill an A-gap, right? Like, let's get downhill and smash into each other for 3 hours. That dude, I mean, look, if you guys watched that game last night, that was a bludgeoning by the Lions, a bludgeoning, right? Like that was like, we're going to run duo until you stop it. Now, Channing, I've been there, right? As a nose guard, I've been there when you can't stop duo or you can't stop power or lead weak. That's a long day. And football players aren't built for that anymore defensively, right? We've gotten small and fast on defense. And I think that that's something in the game is spinning back around to where you're seeing that 13 personnel, the 12 personnel on the field now, a couple fullbacks here or there. So, yeah, it's changing, man. The game is changing. And I think that the – and look, I think McDaniel's a ridiculously intelligent – a great offensive mind, right? That passing game is ridiculous. But I do think you have to be able to line up and punch people in the face still to win this game. Not all the time, but sometimes – and I think they kind of caught up to Tua in the passing game, right? I think that they kind of figured it out after that 1 year where they were scoring like a million points in the first three games. Like they caught up to him, you know, and that's where this game comes down to, are you tougher than the other guy? No matter what, that's just what it always comes down to. It really is.
We just brought up the Eagles. They had an incredible comeback over the weekend against the Rams. I mean, those are probably two of the best teams, maybe the two best in the NFC. Yeah. The Eagles are down 26-7, and there have been a lot of question marks. I feel like despite their winning over the last few seasons, there are still questions about how that offense operates. And I'm curious what the conversations up there are like right now, because they're able to come back. I know that they blocked two kicks, and that was a big reason why, but Jalen Hurts was finally getting Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown involved in the passing game, and there was some doubt whether or not he could drop back and do that. So what's kind of the outlook on them right now? Because for me, they're still probably the best team in the league.
I think the Eagles will beat you however they need to beat you right now, which to me is the mark of a really good football team, right? If you're gonna say, hey, you know, we're gonna play too high, you know, we're gonna play some quarters, we're gonna play some cover two, they're gonna hand the ball off to Saquon, right? If you decide, hey, I'm gonna break cover three, I'm gonna play cover one, I'm gonna get down and load the box. I think Jalen Hurts on Sunday showed that he could pick the ball up and throw it again. I don't personally think that they can win it all with that model, with the Jalen Hurts throw the football model. I just don't, right? He's very good, but he is truly a complementary type quarterback, right? Where the whole picture has to be there for him. And most quarterbacks are at the end of the day, right? Like there's a couple guys that you're just like, woof, right? Like he's going to beat us. But Jalen is a tough leader. He's smart. And he's got a good arm. I just don't know that he can always make the throws or the decisions fast enough. And I think that, you know, going back to last year, they went into the bye week where they were trying to throw the football a lot. And they went into the bye week, and everybody here, they were calling for Sirianni's job up here, man. Sports radio up here is on fire most of the time. And so they were calling for his job. And they went into the bye week, and they recommitted to running the football behind that O-line with Saquon Barkley, changed the season. Absolutely change the season. And I think what Sirianni does really well is he's able to say, hey, right now we need to do this. And this is how we're going to win this football game. And then Howie Roseman has done a ridiculous job of loading that defense up with some straight killers, you know, and you got Vic Fangio, who's like a beautiful man, right? You know what I mean? Like I've never worked with him, but I got a buddy that's on the staff there, and he's like, he's talking about stuff, man, that like I have no idea, but it all works together eventually. So I think they've just put this thing together. And I do think that if they can stay healthy, they're a team that should be playing late into the playoffs.
And you talking about those Wolf guys? Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is one of the most talented arms I've watched. I'm Marino, Montana. Oh. He's one of the most talented arms I've ever seen, Brandon. Are you concerned with KC? They had a slow start. Is the system messed up?
I've got the Ravens at the Chiefs this week. That's where I'm going. And yes, I am concerned about Kansas City. And I think that what they've had this magical run, right? But the you know, losing Worthy week one in Brazil, right? You know, not having Mahomes is ridiculous. I agree with you. Generational, like an arm like that and the ability to move like that, and just a winner, man. Like that guy just wills his team to win. But it's still football. You still need the other 10 guys out there, you know. And I do think that people kind of figured out what Andy was doing. I do think people have gotten a little better with what Spags brings to the table defensively over the last year. And they're just not quite as good as they were. And that's natural, right? I mean, look, man, this is a young man's game. Those guys are all getting a little bit older.
Travis Kelce's ancient at this point.
Yeah, but exactly. But at the end of the day, like, do you want to play Patrick Mahomes in January? I don't. Absolutely not, especially if he's the last cat with the football. Yeah. You know what I mean? No way.
We were talking in the last segment, and I'm curious your thoughts as you get ready for this game. Got them back-to-back weeks, but what's your level of concern with where the Ravens are at right now?
I am concerned. I think that last night was – my daughter has an internship with the Ravens right now, so she drives down there for the games. And so I'm old, and staying up late is not easy for me. But that was – I usually fall asleep like mid-game, but I was actually able to stay up and watch the whole thing. I was waiting for her to text me that she was on her way home, number one. Number two, that was just a damn good football game. I think the Ravens, they've got the right – I don't know the right – they've got this confidence that I think is maybe a little premature right now. I think they feel like they're kind of the heir apparent after the way they played last year to the Super Bowl, right? It's kind of Super Bowl or bust down there right
now. They were a Mark Andrews drop away from beating
Buffalo. And they were, 100%, right? 100%. I do believe they got a little bit ahead of themselves – I think the Lions punched them in the face last night. That's why I think this game this weekend that I've got in KC, besides the fact that I get to eat barbecue and cookies for 2 days, is going to be really good, because these are both really good football teams that have a lot of tradition, a lot of pride, two of the best quarterbacks in the league over the last 10 years. I don't know where it's going to go. And they're both kind of trying to figure out who they are and where they fit, you know, But I do think the Ravens last night got exposed a little bit, especially on defense in the middle, right? Look, you build your beef defense from the back and in the middle, right? You know, your safeties, your inside linebackers, your defensive tackles. To me, that's where you build a defense. And I think that the Lions exposed them in the middle last night, just leaning on them.
And I got a lot of pushback, you know, on the way out. I said Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the world. People are killing my ass on Twitter and all that, Brandon. Like, they're roasting me. I know Lamar's good. I know, you know, Patrick's good.
Yep.
But right now, when I watch football, if I had to redraft the entire league, I'm taking Josh Allen first pick.
I think that's fair. I don't disagree with you. You know, I haven't had – he's a guy that you know – and look, I'm not saying I love Lamar. I love Patrick. Like, those are guys you would love to be in the locker room with. Josh Allen looks like the kind of guy that you would love to crack a cold beer open with. Right. You know what I mean? And you will run through a wall for that guy. And you can tell his team does that. And I think the team is built a little bit more balanced, I think, than maybe where the Ravens and the Chiefs are right now. And that helps him out. But Josh can put the team on his back, just like Patrick did for years. And just like Lamar can and win that football game. But I agree with you. I think Josh right now is playing better than anybody else in the NFL at that position.
I know Crowder said on the way out, but one more on the way out. And real quick, I'll throw you a bone here. Miami's a national title contender down here. It's possible that maybe your Penn State and the Lions and meet up with Miami at some point later on in the season. Yep. But Penn State has a pretty big game up there this weekend with Oregon coming to town. Are we confident? How do we feel about Franklin this year? Are they finally getting over the hump? Like, where are we at this weekend and overall with Penn State?
that's the going out question. I could talk about that for like 30 minutes.
Man. I know.
I got a lot of
I know. You got a podcast.
I need some therapy on that, brother. Look, I love the team in Miami. I love the Hurricanes right now. I love what they're doing. They're built the right way. They beat people up at the line of scrimmage. They get after the quarterback. I love that Canes defense again. I think when you talk about Penn State, this week, this game is huge for the program in general, for James Franklin, for Drew Aller. It's time to kind of put up or shut up. And it's a tremendous – the Ducks, to me, are a team that's kind of – when you look at the beginning of the season, I think everybody thought the Ducks would be down a little bit, and I think the expectations for Penn State were a little hot, right? And I think that the Ducks have kind of trended upward, and Penn State's kind of stayed flat because of who they played. This is a huge game. I think the advantage – I do feel good. I think this is the game we get over the hump, and here's why. We're playing at home in a whiteout. I think if it's a neutral site, I'm nervous, right? I think Dante Moore, their quarterback, is playing lights out right now. They got some little receiver named last name Moore who's terrifying. They've got this giant tight end that's a killer, Sadiq. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've got that Dan Lanning defense, which is looks like a blast to be in. But I think that at home, at night, white out, I think that Jim Knowles unleashes that defense this week. I hope that Kotelnicki goes into his bag of tricks offensively. And then we really, really need Drew Aller to play the best game that he's played as a Nittany Lion, right? He's got to put those five stars back up over his head and we can win the game. But look, man, they're staying in Altoona. I don't know if you've ever been to Altoona, right? The Ducks, you got to fly all the way across the country, land in State College, get in a bus, go back over the mountains to Altoona. They have an Altoona style pizza where they put this like slice of American cheese on top of it. That is an unacceptable snack, Channing. Don't ever eat that. We will not fish together if you put a slice of American cheese on pizza. Okay. But at the end of the day, I think that the advantage we have is that it's in this environment and we can win it.
Josh, have you ever been to the Nittany Mountains?
Never.
It's a different place.
Yes.
I've heard. Well, I mean, Brandon went to school there, and I'm not Brandon. Right? Yeah. He's a different guy.
Right there, place. Right? That's exactly right.
Brandon Noble, Sports USA NFL analyst. He'll be on the call this weekend at Kansas City for Ravens and Chiefs, and then him and I are together in Week 5 and Week 6 for Texans, Ravens, and then Niners, Buccaneers. Brandon Noble, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you.
This was awesome, guys. Thank you.
Back with more Hawk, Crowder, and Solana after this.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.